Here is your rock and roll train with DJ The Don. She's a killer.
Hey, can you please keep it down?
Sorry about that. I was just getting ready for my day.
I like that song. Who's it by?
AC/DC.
I'm a big fan.
Not as big a fan as I am.
Okay, tell me something about AC/DC then.
AC/DC is a hard rock band formed down under in 1973.
What does down under mean?
That's Australia.
Oh, interesting. You were saying?
AC/DC was formed by brothers Angus and Malcolm Young in Sydney, Australia in 1973. The brothers came up with the band name after seeing an AC/DC label on an adapter of their sister's sewing machine. AC/DC is an abbreviation for alternating current, direct current electricity. The brothers felt that this name symbolized the band's raw energy and power-driven performances.
That sounds pretty electrifying. So what else can you tell me?
AC/DC's first lead singer was Bon Scott, who joined in 1974. The band constantly changed its lineup, but its most consistent lineup consisted of Bon Scott on vocals, Angus on lead guitar, Malcolm on rhythm guitar, Cliff Williams on bass, and Phil Rudd on drums. After experimenting with their style, AC/DC released their first successful album called High Voltage in 1976. They followed that success up with additional albums including Let There Be Rock and Highway to Hell, which is considered one of the best rock albums of all time.
Well, I guess it was all success and happiness for AC/DC then.
Well, yes, but not quite. Everything seemed to be going well for AC/DC, and they were even starting on a new album when lead singer Bon Scott met an untimely death due to alcohol poisoning in 1980. AC/DC considered disbanding, but instead recruited Brian Johnson, who is known for his distinctive voice, as their new lead singer. Together, AC/DC and Johnson completed the album Back in Black. They intended to record with Bon Scott. The album became one of the best-selling albums of all time. Brian Johnson's iconic vocals can be heard in some of the band's best-known singles, including Shoot the Thrill, Thunderstruck, and You Shook Me All Night Long.
I guess AC/DC is up there with the greats.
Oh, most definitely. AC/DC is credited for bringing hard rock back to popularity after it seemed to fade away in the late 70s. The band is also very influential as a heavy metal band, and they were seen as the driving force of the new wave of British heavy metal bands that started in the mid-70s and peaked in the 80s. AC/DC was voted number 72 on the 100 Greatest Artists of All Time. In addition, many iconic musicians have cited AC/DC as an influence, including Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, and Dexter Holland of Offspring.
Like I said, AC/DC is electrifying.
Electrifying indeed. And that was your rock and roll train for today. And now back to the music on 97.3, The Eagle.